Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. You guys, welcome to a new episode of Go Bayside. It's the Saved by the Bell podcast where I have a friend over to watch an episode of the show, and then we break it down for you piece by piece. Now, I'm super psyched because today's guest is a good friend of mine who was generous enough to come over on this hot summer day. She's doing the robot right now. Her name is Fortune Feimster.
Yeah!
Thank you for coming over.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And, well, the episode that we just watched is called Day of Detention.
Uh-huh.
And the original air date was October 3rd, 1992.
And I watched this when it originally
aired.
Yeah,
you knew what was... let me say this first of all. Because I've gotten like 50 emails about this, if not more.
Okay.
You guys, I'm not going by Netflix order. Netflix order is whack. I'm going by this air date order. So I have to tell you guys, I did not skip Snow White and the Seven Dorks. I did not skip it.
People were so angry.
So many emails. It is actually not coming up for like 10 episodes according to this air date. So please know I didn't skip it. If I don't answer your email about it, I couldn't get to it in time. I just had to say that.
There you go.
Okay, so the one we just watched, Day of Detention, original air date, October 3rd, 1992.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just need you to give a brief plot synopsis before we really crack this nut.
All right, you guys, I'm sure a lot of you remember this very significant episode. Basically, what happened is that a radio station went to Max's and set up shop, and they were giving away a free trip to Hawaii.
Right.
And Zach and all the other people at Bayside heard about this radio station, and they were like, we have to be the 10th caller. Oh my gosh. So Zach knew that he was already ready to win the trip. He was already asking a girl to go with him. So he had Screech rig the phone lines in. They showed up in awful costumes
and like jumpsuits. Yeah.
And Screech somehow knew how to rig the phone line so that when everybody called, they went to Screech, but when Zach called, he went through.
Yeah.
And even though they were looking for the 10th caller, Zach, the technically first caller to the radio people, won. They were like, you are our 10th caller, you'll win the trip. But here's the twist. You have to show up at 4 o'clock and answer 3 questions, which I don't know much about that, but whatever. So anyway, Zach was like, perfect. And he's on his huge mobile phone being like, I'll be there when Mr. Belding finds him in the hallway and is like, I told you not to have your phone. You're in detention.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's a problem. He's like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna get there? So he tries to convince Slater to fake an injury. He gets busted. He tries to get Lisa and the chick who looks like a lesbian to get him out of detention. They get busted. So now everyone's in detention. Zach's like, what do I do? He calls Screech, who happens to still be at Max's,
yes,
and says, you have to pretend to be me. Screech dresses up like Zach, goes to try to pretend to be him to answer the questions. They ask him, what are you going to do in Hawaii? He somehow doesn't know what to answer. He goes to Zach to find out what the answer is. And Belding's like, you can't be in here because you're not in detention. So he insults Belding is now in detention. Uh-oh. What are we going to do? So now Zach has to come up with another plan. So he tries to gross Belding out with some science fetuses or something like a
he just tricked Belding.
Did anything come of that?
No, that was great. It was totally great. That's the entire plot.
Oh, and then
he just tricks Belding, gets out of detention, but ends up losing
he ends up Screech ends up helping Belding with a bonsai tree that he's cutting, weirdly enough, in the corner.
Yeah.
And then they get a skeleton in Zach's place. Zach shows up.
Yeah.
Ends up not remembering the last question, which happens, the answer happens to be bonsai.
Exactly.
And then Belding, they're like, whoever is the next person to come through the door will win the trip. It's Belding looking for Zach. And he knows the answer and wins the trip.
Okay.
That was a pretty great.
No, it was great. It was fantastic. Totally. So this episode opens with Lisa running into class, like listening to her Walkman going, you guys, there's a radio contest today and the 10th caller wins a trip to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And all of them immediately are like, oh, I'm totally going to win that. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, this is the middle of the day at school where you can't really just sit and listen to the radio or use the phone. But they're like, I got this. I'm going to win.
And they have to use payphones, but Zach, I guess, has rich parents. So he gets a giant mobile phone.
He's the first ever cell phone invented. So he's like, I got this. He goes, oh, okay, cool. I totally am going to win. So much so that I'm going to call. I need to find a date.
Yeah. That's your first date in high school.
Thank you.
I don't even take people on dates. I'm a grown ass woman with a job, and I don't take people on dates to Hawaii now.
Thank you. His first instinct is, I have to find a date to like a week long trip to Hawaii. Your parents wouldn't even let you do that. Like if you go, hey, mom and dad, I want a trip to Hawaii. First, they'd be like, well, that's weird. You're a teenager. And then if you're like, oh, I'm also going to bring a girl, they'd be like, well, no, you're not. That's crazy.
Right?
You're a teenager. So he's like, okay, let me find a date to Hawaii. And plus, even the girl, he calls a girl, you'd go, if a guy called you in high school going, hey, just you and me a week in Hawaii, you'd be like, what? My parents totally won't let me do that. Like, that's never happening.
True.
So he's calling his date to Hawaii. Then they're in class, and even though everyone was like super psyched about this, like, oh, I'm going to totally win.
Yeah.
The only person listening to the radio is Lisa. She's the only one listening out for the contest.
Yeah, she's the one that just told them.
Yeah, so she's the one with headphones on going, hey, you guys, they announced that at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, why would you tell them? Like, what do you want, less people calling in? What a dumb move.
Yeah, she tells them, but then she's the only one putting in the work.
Yeah.
So she's listening to the radio, and then she goes, hey, you guys, he just announced at 2 o'clock it's going to be the 10th caller.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, cool. Thanks for doing all the work and telling us when we call.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's when they cut to the Max, and it's Zach and Screech walking into the Max in jumpsuits.
They're
wearing yellow jumpsuits that just have a felt
phone
iron on of a telephone. And that means we work at the phone company. It doesn't even say phone company's name.
And they have fake mustaches because that immediately makes you look like an adult.
They have fake mustaches, a telephone iron on.
Yep.
And the Ken Kelly and his helper are like, yeah, you're legit. We believe you 100%. Mm-hmm. They show no credentials. They just walk up going, see the picture of the telephone? We work at the phone company.
There you go. Get to it.
And they go, hey, we have to check the phones. And they're like, of course you do. That sounds totally
reasonable.
Everything
was very convenient in this episode. If there was a problem, it was immediately solved. if there wasn't a problem, they immediately found a problem.
And then immediately solved it. Okay, yeah, so they're like, we got to check the phones, and the guy's like, no problem at all, and just gets out of the way while they rig the phones. And you, like you said, Screech is too dumb to improv and answer a question, but yet knows how to totally rig these phone lines. Yeah,
he can't tell you what he's going to do in Hawaii, because Zach promised him if he helped him, he would take him to Hawaii.
Which would
with
be
him.
The wackest trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, why
ever.
Would
like,
why
how
bother
boring.
At that point? Yeah.
So he goes, okay, I rigged the phones, and Zach's like, good job. So the next scene is everybody calling, like everybody's on payphones, mm-hmm. and Tori is at the payphone, and Lisa goes, here's my strategy. You dial 6 of the numbers, and then when he says, I need the 10th caller, you dial the 7th.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's a terrible idea.
There's no strategy, I don't think. Just luck. It's dumb luck.
Look, let me tell you, as somebody who won tickets to the New Kids on the Block.
You did?
Via a radio station contest in second grade. You just dial constantly.
Yeah.
You just constantly dial until you get through.
I know Jonathan Knight now. I'll hook you up,
girl. I saw that. Too bad. I met Joey, too. Yeah, but when I was back in the day, my dude was Donnie. Yeah. I was like Donnie all the way.
No, I was totally into the gay.
So wait,
Jonathan.
Are you guys like buds now?
We will be. He doesn't know it yet. Well, he knows it.
But you
it's
guys
happening.
Like met...
We never
like
met.
Thing.
I met his boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's a whole other blast from the past.
Yeah, no, I was super into New Kids. But I won those tickets by just constantly dialing
Yeah, you
the
have
numbers.
To just keep doing it. Yeah. Keep doing it.
So that's a terrible strategy. Okay, so everybody's dialing. Then they cut to Screech at the Max.
Yep.
Sitting under a booth with, like, this panel, like, with wherever he's diverted the calls. Now, he's... Nobody's sitting in the... People would go, who's that dude sitting under the booth?
He's little, so you don't see him.
He's wearing a yellow jumpsuit. So he goes, he's sitting there answering the calls as Lisa called. Oh, notice nobody else called in. Like, only the crew.
Yeah,
like, no strangers called in.
They didn't think about that plot point.
Yeah, only the kids at the school call in. Screech is answering going, no, Lisa, you didn't win. No, Tori, you didn't win. And, okay, this is where you and I both said this, because Ken Kelly goes... All right, 10th caller wins, and it's just total silence because Screech is interrupting the calls. And they're all just standing there like, all right.
No one's called.
Yeah, 10th caller, let's go, let's do this, and still silence.
And Zach calls in.
Yes.
He's like, put me through. He gets through. They answer technically the first call, and they're like, you're the 10th caller. You
like,
win.
Like, who was 1 through 9? No one got through.
I know.
That makes no sense. Also, again, you can tell from where Ken Kelly is standing, he would like clearly see Screech
yes.
under the booth and go, hey, this is kind of weird. He'd go, hold on. We've had 0 calls and there's a dude under the booth hunched over.
With a phone.
With wires coming out.
Like, I don't think they cared as much about who won. They're like, we got to give away this stupid trip.
Yeah, but he would go, that's weird. So, okay, so they answer it. Ken Kelly's like, good job, dude, you won.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't win until you physically come down to the Max at 4 o'clock to answer some questions.
Yeah.
Now,
normally you don't have to do that.
The very reason a radio station contest exists is just to call in. Like, there's never...
Yeah.
Why is this a multi-step
process?
Well,
every now and then you have to call and answer, but you don't have to show up.
You don't have to show up.
You have to be here and... people have jobs.
People have jobs. Yeah, it's like at different times during the day, people of varying ages. Like, I never would have gotten those tickets if it was like, you got to come down here. I'd be like, well, I'm 8. Like, I can't.
I can't get a ride.
Yeah. So it's weird that it's like this multi-step process, right? And so he's like, yeah, can you be here at 4? And of course, Zach's like, yeah, totally. See you at 4. So then we're back in... how did Zach get detention in the first place? I forgot.
He was like on the phone in the hallway, and I don't think he had already been warned by Belding not to use the phone at school.
Okay.
And so he called him in the hallway using the phone, and he was like, give that to me, you're in detention.
Right. Okay. So then he's in detention, and so it's just him and Belding, and this is another thing we were trying to figure out. because being two angels that never got detention.
Yes.
How long, if he doesn't have to be at the max until
four
and school gets out at like
2:40.
Mine too, like a 2:40, 2:30. Huh. Is detention past 4 o'clock? Are you in detention for more than an hour and a half?
I don't know.
That doesn't even seem like legal.
We never got detention, so we don't know. So you bad people out there.
No,
might
trust
know the
me,
answer
I was
to
bad
that.
Enough. I just never got detention. But I don't
you were sneaky.
I don't know. Yeah, so it's weird.
I could see it lasting till four. Otherwise, what's the punishment? Staying here for 30 minutes?
Or maybe an hour tops. I feel like if it lasts past four, parents would be like, hey, that's kind of excessive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
That was the 90s when, or no, when, yeah, this was the 90s when
90s.
Parents didn't really care as much. They were just like, oh, whatever. Where were you? Okay.
It's kind
of
true.
You could walk home at night.
Oh, yeah. Especially
the streets
in the
were
case.
Safer.
Yeah. In the case of my parents, they kind of didn't care. They were just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in detention, and that's when he, and all of a sudden, Belding is, like, hyper-focused on his bonsai tree.
Yeah.
It's a new hobby he has.
Which, like, why is the principal of the school in charge of detention?
Exactly, because, I think he does say something like, Mr. Whatever is sick. Okay, like, fine, but even still, I feel like...
There's, like, five people underneath him that should be doing
that. Yes! Like, the principal would never be like, yeah, I'll stay and watch these bratty kids.
I got nothing else to do but cut this bonsai tree while I am in detention looking after everyone.
Yeah, so I feel like if anything, detention would just, like, be canceled because the principal would go, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, so he's sitting there clipping the bonsai tree. He's, like, super into it. And then, you know, Zach's like, oh, can I go to the bathroom? And he's like, yeah, fine. So he goes to the gym, or not the gym, the locker room to find Slater because he's like, look, I need your help. If I will both go and scam on chicks in Hawaii if you help me. Because, of course, at first Slater's like, why would I fucking help you? And he's like, because we'll get mad late in Hawaii. Let's go. So I was like, okay. So the plan apparently is that Slater's going to pretend like he fell down the stairs. So he takes the tackling dummy, throws it down the stairs, and starts yelling. And
like
that's when
like
Belding,
he broke his leg or something.
Yeah. And Belding runs out like, oh my God, Slater, are you okay? And then that's when Zach's like, well, I clearly have to take him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like, his leg is broken, as you can see. Like, when legs are broken, you can see that they're broken.
And someone's not like, ow.
Yeah.
Ow, it hurts.
Totally. But yeah, so he's almost convinced Belding of this. Like, almost convinced him he's got to take him to the hospital when Ox comes down the stairs.
The dumb meathead jock.
Yes. And so then Ox is like, dude, I'll take my team captain to the hospital. Picks Slater up, whirls him around to where he slams his legs into the locker, but Slater doesn't do anything because they're not broken, and then so that's how they're caught.
Now Slater's in detention.
Yes, now he's in detention, which, I mean, look, I don't know the rules of detention. I mean, I guess lying to the principal gets you in, because if I'm Slater, I'd go, hold on, it's after school hours. I'm technically here, like, just doing football shit.
Yeah, just pretend.
I'm not in class, so, like, you can't punish me.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want to talk back to Belding. Belding's
very
intimidating.
Like, I would just kind of be like, look, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm already off the clock, technically, as a student. You can't really put me in detention.
Well, he should have been honest, April. He should not have been a dishonest, untrustworthy person.
Sure, but...
sure.
I'm just saying, he should have done that as a person, but
he also, I don't know if you've ever noticed this about Mario Lopez,
mm-hmm.
but he stands at all times like he is a male ballerina. Y'all should look at that next time you watch.
He was like in first position when like Zach was talking to him about the scheme. Look, when you have muscles like that,
I guess
I'm sure
he was probably flexing them.
Yeah, you got to position yourself however you can. So he's in detention, right? Mm-hmm. So he, of course, he's like, fuck you, Zach. Thanks a lot. All right. So they're both in detention when Lisa and Tori walk by.
Yeah.
And you did point out that they like are strolling by. So
they
slow.
They're basically walking while like looking in the room.
Yeah.
But they try to pretend like they do like a little turn with their head as if like, oh, I'm just, oh, what? What's in there? Yeah. But it's so like, we already know who's in there. Anyway, it's not their finest acting moment.
It's not believable.
But not something I noticed when I was 10 or 12 years old.
But they like are gazing in there. And then that's when Zach is, you know, waving his hands, being like, yo, help me out. And they try to figure it out. They're like, what's he saying? And he flies a paper airplane out to them that's like...
That he wrote really quickly.
That he wrote super quickly. And it's like a paragraph because Lisa reads it and it's like, hey, if you guys help me, I'll totally take you to Hawaii with me.
Which, by the way, there's two of them. He has one ticket. How are they going to decide who gets the ticket?
Yeah, they can't have it. So that immediately they should have been like, no. But then, of course, Tori goes, I don't trust him. And then he flies out another airplane that says, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay. So then he writes on another airplane, like, what the scam is. And then his phone rings. The phone has been confiscated by Belding.
Yeah.
It's like sitting up by Belding. And it rings. And he answers it, which I think is super, super weird.
Yeah, why not just shut it off?
Yeah, he would never answer it. But he answers it and even goes, Zach Morris's phone. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's his secretary.
Yep.
He would never do that. So then Tori pretends to be Zach's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
She's on the payphone in the hall.
She's on the payphone right outside of the door. Like, you would at least go try to use a different payphone that's, like, in another hallway. But she's literally right outside the door.
Yeah.
And she's trying to go. She's like, hello, Mr. Belding. This is Zach's mom.
I need him to come home. And
yeah.
I forgot what the excuse was.
I did, too, because then Belding goes, he hears the bell ring. Which, okay, speaking of convenience.
It's after school. Why is it ringing?
There's no class happening. Why is the bell ringing?
Convenience.
Total convenience. So the bell rings. He hears it and goes, oh, that's clearly somebody in here. Walks outside.
Catches.
She turns
Tori.
At like the perfect time, though, where he's like behind her at all times.
Uh-huh.
And he still goes, anyways, what were you saying? And she keeps talking. It's like you would have totally heard that it's a person standing behind you.
Yes.
Completely. But yeah, so she's like, what? Oh, Mr. Belding.
She was too busy in her leather jacket with giant shoulder pads. Maybe her shoulder pads were blocking her view.
Because they go out like a foot.
It's like a football
It is.
Pad.
It's totally, they go up and out like a foot away from her body. So she's like, oh shit, she's in detention now too, along with Lisa. So everyone is in detention right now. So they're all pissed at Zach. He's got his headphones on. He's like, look, we can still win this. And they're like, win what? Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, I get two tickets and prize money. I'll figure out how to split it with you guys. Which still doesn't sound like that great.
Before that, doesn't he call Screech before he gets their help?
After this is when he calls Screech to be like, you got to fake to be me.
Uh-huh.
Because they go, wait, are you right?
I don't know.
No, because Screech comes in after this.
Okay, which part was this?
This is when they go, like, they're all pissed at him, and he's like, help me out with this plan, and then he starts to fake gross out Belding.
Okay, but did that lead to anything?
That leads to him being able to go call Screech and give him
Right. Yes, you're right.
Because this is so, he goes, Mr. Belding, will you help me with my biology homework? And he's like, sure. He just grabs the things on the shelf behind him, which are
like
biology shit.
Or something.
Yeah. And he just starts like putting it in Belding's face. And they're in jars of formaldehyde like they would be in any academic setting. And he's like, ooh, look at how gross this is. And Belding, a grown adult man, goes, oh my God, you're right. And has to barf in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work at all? But he's like, yeah, look at these cow brains, Belding. Look at this frog intestine. And he's like, oh my God, I'm going to barf, and runs out of the classroom.
Uh-huh.
And that's when Zach escapes to call Screech and go, Screech, listen, you're going to have to pose as me.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you a crash course in Hawaii facts. Now, again, Screech is still under the booth. He's been under this booth for like an hour now.
Which he'd already done his job.
He'd already done his job.
Why was he still hanging out?
He's still chilling under this
Just
booth.
Just in case those first 9 callers were to call back.
Exactly. And again, he's been there for like an hour. So even if the DJ doesn't care and he's like, whatever, other patrons of the Max would be like, why are you under this booth? Also would probably go, oh, you're clearly cheating on this contest.
Mm-hmm.
So many complaints about
that. So many things would have happened if this contest were real.
And how come Zach is all of a sudden just like an expert on Hawaii? Like, that's what I didn't get, is he's like, sit down, Screech. I'm going to tell you everything there is to know about Hawaii.
Yeah.
And Screech is like,
very specific information.
Okay. Okay.
So Screech comes in dressed just like Zach, but a nerdy version of him, obviously.
But this also means, listen, we got to break this down. This means Screech was able to get out from under that boot.
Get a wig. take his fake mustache off.
Change out of his face.
Apparently there's a costume shop right next door.
He had to get, you know, like raise up out of that booth, but also
no one seeing,
disguise all the wires to the phone interceptor, get out of that bright yellow phone worker jumpsuit. Yeah, go home and change into jeans and a blonde wig.
Yeah.
Then come back and just be like, hi, I'm Zach Morris, without anyone going, we saw you come out from under the booth, dude. So he does a full-on, like, Superman Clark Kent thing, comes in and is like, hey, I'm Zach now. And they're like, all right. But this first time, the guy, they ask him for no identification. So a guy just walks in off the street going, I'm Zach, the winner. And
they're like, all right, cool. Sit down. And then they insult him somehow, saying, like, good luck in Hawaii, nerdy guy, basically. And the first question that he asked Screech wasn't even a real question.
It wasn't a real question.
It was more like a throwaway.
Yeah, it's just like,
what are you
going to
do when you get to Hawaii? And then, of course, Screech goes,
Yes. He's just trying to be polite. And Screech freezes up. Screech, who is not blessed with the gift of improv, is like, and like runs off.
Runs to detention to ask Zach what he's going to do when he gets to Hawaii.
And also Ken Kelly, I just want to point out, is like the most annoying DJ of all time. Rhyming
he
everything.
He talks like this all the time.
Yeah. And he rhymes everything. But then I forget he calls himself Rapping Ken Kelly.
Yeah.
So I guess that's like his whole steez. But yeah, so Screech runs to detention to go ask Zach, hey, what's the first thing you do in Hawaii? Now, Belding comes to kick him out. But in that, he's like, you got to get out. You can't talk to Zach. And he's like, well, what do I got to do to get into detention? So he like calls him a dork or something.
A doofus. That's worse than a dork. A doofus.
He calls him a doofus. Then he gets put in detention. And so Screech is like, thank you. And then when he tries to ask Zach, Zach is like, you fucking idiot. Now you can't leave to tell my answer. And he's like,
Oh, shit, I didn't think about that.
Now, Belding is still at the front of the room, obsessively clipping this bonsai tree. He's maybe 6 feet away from Zach. Maybe. And that's when Zach goes, he looks around, and he's like, all right, you guys, I have an idea. And of course, everybody's like, why are we going to help you? You fucked all of us over.
Yeah.
And that's when he's like, well, look, we'll figure out something.
So there's prize money that comes with it.
Yeah.
We'll
he's like, it's
it
better
up.
If one of us wins than nobody wins.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, what do you want to do? Now, he sends Screech up to distract Belding while they take
Because Screech suddenly is a bonsai expert.
Totally. Screech
who's studied
like,
it.
Guess what? Last night, I read a book on bonsai trees.
And I
like,
know
what?
Hours of information on it. So Zach's like, perfect.
Yes.
Go do that.
Exactly. So he goes up to distract him. And Zach is like, you guys, see this biology skeleton? We're going to dress it up, make it look like me. So they cut to the back of the room.
They're putting a wig and his clothes on the skeleton.
Zach is literally undressing. He's like pulling a sweater over his head, fashioning all of this on a
They're
skeleton.
They're all standing around
all
the skeleton.
Standing around.
But Belding doesn't notice. Because he and Screech are enthralled with this bonsai
tree. Even though over Screech's head, you can clearly see two desks away, all these kids like
moving
up,
and standing and
taking clothes off, putting them on a skeleton. It's the most incredible thing. So they're doing all this undetected somehow. So while this is happening, they set up the skeleton. Zach pieces out and is able to make it to the max. And that's when he walks in and the guy goes, he's like, hey, I'm Zach Morris. And then that's when rapping Ken Kelly goes, no, you're not. Zach Morris is a skinny nerd.
Yep.
And he totally says that on the air, which is like, you wouldn't
offensive.
Say that.
It's offensive to all skinny nerds out there.
But it's like, geez, dude. And then that's when Zach goes, no, it's really me. Here's my ID, which you should have asked for in the first place. Now, he's being asked these questions. They cut back to detention where Screech has already, like, done all of his bonsai knowledge, like, dropped all that bonsai science on Belding.
Yep.
Goes and sits back down next to the skeleton.
He ruins
Zach.
The tree, by the way.
Oh, he cuts it completely bare. But then he goes to sit back next to skeleton Zach and, like, full-on talks to it without realizing it's a skeleton. Like, Screech is like, can you believe that guy? Like, to the skeleton. And it doesn't, but like, he's just like, yeah, this is Zach. He's just asleep. Now.
Cut to the radio.
Yeah, they cut back to the radio thing where Zach is dominating because, again, all of a sudden he's like, he's a Hawaii expert.
Yeah, he answers the first two questions, like, something about, one about Pearl Harbor and the other one about the pipeline.
Well,
like,
the Pearl Harbor thing, you go, fair enough. Like, we all know about
Pearl
Harbor.
We know about Pearl Harbor, but he also knew that it was like on. It was some other, on what island?
Like,
or
west
something?
Of this island, east of this island. Like, knew all these facts. And I'm like, why would he know that? They've never even established Zach as, like, a surfer, really.
Or as a smart guy.
Right. Or, yeah, a guy that studied. Like, we know he never studies, but, like, he's not even that into surfing. And he's all of a sudden just like, yo, this is where all the surfers go. Like, that was the next question. So he knows all that. Then he doesn't know. They get back to the last question is about bonsai. It's like, what ancient tree practice
He's
happens?
Like, oh, Belding was just doing that. Yeah. What is that word?
Now, we cut back to detention, and that's when Belding, this is the first Belding notices that Zach's head's down, and he thinks he's napping. So he's like, hey, we're in detention, no napping. So
there's no napping in detention.
Yes. But he comes over, he takes the headphones
off. Still
doesn't
notice.
Even in taking the headphones off and saying into his ear, don't nap, he doesn't
notice his tiny head.
He doesn't notice it is a skeleton head.
Until he grabs his neck to pull him up, and the head falls off! What?
But it's like, just the idea that he went to whisper in its ear or whatever, it doesn't know there's no skin on it. He's like, this is weird how stark
white... We've kind of established he doesn't notice very much. He's just...
But he full-on talks to a skeleton for like a minute. And doesn't notice it's a skeleton until he rips its head off. And even then, for a second, he goes, oh my god, did I just like murder Zach? Like, you could see for a second where he's like, I just ripped a student's head off.
And yeah, he didn't even... He was just kind of more like, well, squeamish again, as if it were the same cow brains. That he had seen in the formaldehyde.
So he's like, oh my god. And then he notices, oh, this is a skeleton. Like, what the fuck? And then yells at everybody and is like, kind of like, you stay here till I get back.
Uh-huh.
And what I took away from this is that detention is lasting well after 4 p.m.
Yeah, April was very concerned about the length of time.
I can't, because it's like, what the hell?
She's like, people have places to go. They can't just be in detention the whole day. Aren't their parents going to be worried? What's happening?
But I'm like serious about that. Is detention going until like 6 p.m.?
It might, if you're real bad.
I mean, like, their parents make it dinners.
And why would the teachers want to stay that long?
I'd no be like, shit.
That's a punishment for the teacher.
Exactly. Like, a teacher would be like, fuck this, I'm not staying this long.
Yeah, you're not ruining the rest of my day. I'm going to get yogurt. I would have to reward myself with yogurt every day for being a teacher.
I would too. Especially
with
if I had to stay
toppings.
With these. Please believe I'm getting Heath bars crumbled on that shit. If I got to stay with these brats.
You poor bunch of assholes today. I'm going to be getting me some Snickers. With a little bit of Fruity Pebbles on top.
Yo, we might have to end this podcast early so I can get some yogurt. Okay, so, yeah, like, he notices Zach is of a skeleton, is like, all y'all dicks, stay here while I go find out what's up. But he also knew immediately where to go. Like, he knew immediately to go to the Max, which I feel like he might not have known that.
Yeah, how would you know that the radio thing was at the Max?
Yeah. So he immediately goes to the Max, and that's when the guy was like, the next person who walks in this door and can answer this one question gets to go to Hawaii.
Yep.
So, you know.
In comes Mr. Belding.
Totally.
Here's our next winner, yes. If he can answer this question.
Yes. And he answers it immediately.
He's like, duh, Banzai. Yeah. What's the big deal? And he doesn't realize that he won.
Yeah, and then that's when Zach tries to play it off like, this is what I've been doing all day for you.
Yeah, I try, because Belding was like, realizes he won. He's like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect anniversary
right.
gift.
And Zach's like, yeah, I know. That's why I've been purposely trying to win it for you this whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And weirdly, Belding believes him. Belding's like, oh my God, that's so nice. But then when Zach goes, okay, so can I get out of detention? What I assume to be only a few minutes early, I hope.
He's
and
like,
he's like,
we'll,
no.
We'll talk about it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but it's like, wow, you're a dick. Like, he really did just get you two tickets to Hawaii. Like, maybe just let him go home like 30 minutes early. Bare mins, like, let him do
bare
that.
Bare mins.
Like, what a dick.
Does he have to go back to detention?
Yeah. So Belding's like, nice try, but no, you're going back to detention. Now, and again, everyone is seated in the Max where they're, like, watching the radio station booth.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've just been sitting watching this the whole time, which, by the way, would be
not
boring
eating.
As shit.
Probably tipping a dollar, if that.
On their warm sodas with no ice. But they're watching this booth. That would have been boring as shit. But that also leads me to believe that they would have seen every step Screech made.
Yeah.
Because they're focused on that. So it's also he never would have gotten away with it. Like, the people eating there would go, hey, Ken Kelly, this guy clearly cheated.
We have a fraud.
This is a fraud
that
contest.
That was the same guy in the mustache and the weird yellow costume.
Exactly.
And wouldn't they know Zach? Like, isn't it kind of
yes.
like all the school people hang out
yes,
there?
They would just be like, and also, this is the guy who always wins everything. Like, this is clearly rigged. Yeah. We know this guy.
Nobody spoke up. There were no heroes.
If you say something, see something, say something.
It's your responsibility.
Now, you, how do you feel about this? You were, as watching, you were like, I can't believe I was into this as a kid, watching it with
adult
eyes.
I have to say, as an adult, it doesn't quite hold up quite the same. I remember being fascinated by this show. Like,
yeah.
I watched it. I could watch it all day, every day, and I did. Because I hung out at my grandma's house, and it was the only, like, thing in the world I wanted to do was
right.
watch this show. And now I'm like, well, this is kind of ridiculous. I mean, I still have a very soft spot for it in my heart.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, we're the same age, right? You're a little younger than I am.
I
just turned 35.
Yeah, I'm like a year younger than
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah. So you, it was also on, like, four times a day when you got
yeah.
home from school and stuff.
I mean, I started watching it back when there was the British one. What was Miss?
Oh, Good Morning, Miss
Bliss.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I watched that too, but I much
and I
this
watched
one.
It all the way through the college years.
I did too. I think out of a sense of obligation.
Yeah.
Because
so
I didn't realize
I was
college
in it to
years.
Win it.
Yeah. And before you knew you liked ladies, you were all into Zach.
I love Zach. I thought he was so cute. I think it was. I didn't realize this at the time. I wanted to be Zach.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked his. I liked that he just basically did whatever he wanted.
Whatever the fuck he wanted.
He barely saw his parents.
Yeah,
he's asking girls on first dates to Hawaii. I was like, this kid's a baller. I have to be that when I grow up. I better get one
of
those big
ass
phones.
I think you've achieved it.
Yeah.
You're pretty much like running things
right now.
I'm not
handsome like him, but you know.
Oh, stop. You get ladies.
We both have blonde locks.
Yeah, and you run things.
I run things. I get some ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you achieved your dream.
Oh, sweet.
I think you're the lady Zach Morris.
I just wanted to do that in high school, though.
Well, you got it now, though. Who wants to peak in high school?
True, true. That's
because
right.
I didn't, but I see some of the people that did, and I'm like, I dodged a bullet.
And now they're fat.
What? That is not what I mean. I mean, in general, they're
no,
not
but it
living life.
Nice when you see people that weren't so nice in high school be fat now. It feels like there's some justice in the world. I mean, I was always chubby, so there were no surprises.
I wasn't chubby, but I was always like weird looking, and knew it. And so now, yeah,
but
I see
there is some justice when you see dicks from high school. You see their pictures now, and they're fat. You're like, ha ha! Now you know what it feels like.
Well, see, that's what I was saying. I can't say that because I wasn't fat in high school, but I can say. Well,
pick something.
I was weird looking when they were hot.
Well, then.
And now maybe they ain't hot now anymore. They have less
adult,
weird looking.
Now they have adult acne.
Yeah.
Justice.
Yeah. So, the lesson is don't peak in high school. If you're listening to this right now and you're in high school, don't sweat peaking in high school because you don't want to be.
Yeah, you don't want things to be too good.
Yeah, so ride it out. Be the weirdo in high school. Be the chubs. Be whatever you are in high school right now. Because not when you get out, that's when it counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still chubby, but...
I'm still kind of weird looking too, but it's like... It's
well,
to
we
our,
have jobs.
It's to our advantage now. We trade on that now.
True.
I think that's true.
Yeah. Especially in comedy. The weirder, the better.
Yeah. So it's like, embrace that shit. Don't sweat it.
Totes.
Yeah. Because I do see some people into high school with like, I'll see their pictures and I'm like, it's not fat or whatever. It's like, they just look like people my parents would hang out with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are we the same age? It's weird. Yeah.
It's also weird when you watch shows, like technology definitely ages shows.
Yeah.
Seeing that big old cell phone.
Oh, well, sure.
Like the giant one. You're like, oh, yeah, this was forever
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it was forever ago. Because that was like the first ever model of cell phone.
And guys used to tuck their t-shirts into their jeans.
Totally.
Remember that?
Yes.
That was them.
I kind of miss that a little bit because I'm into preppies.
I want the old days of the high-waisted jeans. And the...
Dude, I got to tell you, sometimes I miss no internet days.
I know. Those were some good days.
I really do miss that.
There was something... kind of nice about not talking to anybody all day and coming home and having 10 voicemails.
I agree. And
on your answer machine.
From personal experience, there was something nice about like not knowing what everybody was doing all the time. Like if you broke up with somebody, that was just it. Like you didn't need to know.
Yeah, you can't get away from people now.
Yeah, like you don't need to, like you didn't have the option of going on the internet and seeing 500 pictures of them with their new girlfriend being all happy.
If you break up with somebody, you have to like block them on your phone, unfollow them on like 6 sites.
Yes.
You have to really make an effort not
to
know anything.
Yes. Whereas before it was just blissful ignorance because you had no other choice.
It also makes it harder to stay broken up because you're connected to them still and it's easy for them to suck you back in. Not that I have any experience.
I have like 1,000% experience with that and I hate it. And you're right.
It's hard. You guys, technology's hard.
It sucks. I miss the 90s.
But then it's awesome too. I mean, it's a catch-22.
It is.
I wanted to eat a Max burger though. They made fun of the food at the beginning. Like the DJ in this episode was like, I want sushi. I'm not going to eat one of those Max burgers. And all I could think about was how much I wanted a Max burger.
Like when you were watching this as a kid?
Right now.
Right now you want a Max burger?
Well, yeah. I mean, doesn't
did you
that
have
sound
anyone
good?
By your school? Like, did you have a Max? Like
no.
A hangout?
Oh my God, no. I would have, I mean, that would have been amazing. Something like that would have been the best.
We totally didn't either.
Well, I mean, we had like a fast food restaurant like 10 minutes away.
But no one
hung out there.
Either my sophomore or my junior year, they built a Taco Bell that was like 5 seconds away. Uh-huh. But and so it was cool because it was close. But it wasn't it was definitely not like we all go hang out here every
there
day.
There was nowhere. I mean, usually at my school, everybody was like usually involved in some sport or some club. They were always going to something.
Right, right.
But it was never like, oh, let's just go eat after school at this fast food restaurant.
Right, right. Yeah, we didn't have that either.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Of course. It was awesome.
It was
like
super fun.
A blast from the past.
Is there anything? Oh, well, this one isn't going to go up for like a month.
Okay.
So as far as plugging stuff.
Well.
Your Twitter is Fortune Funny, right?
Fortune Funny, yeah.
Okay.
Find me on there.
You're on stuff all the time.
FortuneFemster.com if you ever want to see me do stand-up.
Yeah. You're out there. You're on the streets.
I'm in it to win it.
All right, you guys. That was Fortune. Thank you, Fortune.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, again, I want to reiterate, I am going by original air date order. This is a document that I found that I was emailed, by the way. And so if you're watching along on Netflix, the next episode I'm going to do is called Wrestling with the Future. And again, I am not going by Netflix order, though, because the order sucks on Netflix and it's not correct. And again, Snow White and the Seven Dorks is coming up in a while. I did not skip it. I promise. But having said that, I want to say I appreciate all of your emails. I really, truly do. Even if I don't answer, I read every single one of them. And they're awesome. And I thank you. And also for the high iTunes ratings that you leave, they really help me out. I appreciate that. So if you want to keep doing that, that would be awesome. After I was on At Midnight, I was in like the top 10 podcasts for a second, which is like nuts. And I cried, and that's the best. And thank you, everyone, because it's insane that I'm in the category with like Marc Maron, who interviews famous people. Yeah, and I'm just doing this on my couch. So I appreciate that. Also, the Tumblr is gobayside.tumblr.com. That's where there are pictures of everybody, and there's also a donate button if you feel like doing that. I would also appreciate that. And yeah, I will see you guys next time on Go Bayside. Beep, 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 Go Bayside!